public hearings, and we have several. So we're going to get started right away with the opening of 11A Community Development Planning Division public hearing to consider resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for properties under Williamson Act contract numbers 97001, 20003B, 12003, and 72025.
Good morning. Afternoon, or morning
still. Chris is recusing himself.
Hey, wait a minute, this is your last meeting. You can stick it out.
So I'm going to. There's three coming up so far. It looks like Supervisor Chris. So,
yeah, I'll be out of the three and then come back to the panel.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Good afternoon, Haley Ling, Planning Director. I'm just going to speak in absence of Bernadette Sisson, and she should be walking over right now, so we'll switch over whenever she arrives. This item is to review parcels under four separate Williamson Act contracts for non-renewal. A resolution has been provided to authorize staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the Williamson Act contracts. It is recommended that the Board of Supervisors consider whether it desires to renew parcels identified under the contracts ending in 01, 03B, 03, and 025 for the reasons described in the attached staff report. And I believe, Wendy, we did receive a comment letter from a Mr. Hawkinson. I think it's related to this item.
I believe so, yes.
He is requesting an additional extension. We did allow him an extension last year.
It's the same individual.
Right? Yes, correct. So just wanted to make the board aware of that.
Where is this property?
Is it in the email there somewhere?
I forget where it was.
He was kind of gazelle.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like,
going towards up.
Like Gazelle Callahan, over there. Mm-hmm. So that's where the property is.
Oh, Clay's Heritage.
Clay's Heritage, yep.
Land Trust.
Yep. So he was comparing that. And really, that property should be rezoned to TPC. He does mention that, but there's been no movement, no communication.
Right. Because I think we did extend.
We did.
Right.
And he hasn't been working on things.
Okay, continue. Have you been with it?
That's all I have to say, yeah. So sorry, we're on the first item.
So we're at presentation of correspondence.
Yes. So
Other than
we, we got
the email, I did receive one letter back as undeliverable for the U.S. public domain. I believe that's Forest Service. They did not get their notification.
But we do have Mr. Hawkinson's email. It's in the record.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in house? None in house. Any online?
Showing none online.
None online. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Public comment for this item. Anyone in house? Seeing none online?
Showing none.
Okay, there's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. We will close the hearing and bring it back to the board. So I would make the recommended motion.
No change regarding the Hawkinson?
No.
Okay.
We've extended once already.
Okay. And Supervisor Haupt, you were the second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you much. All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cobb?
Aye. Item 11B, Community Development Public Hearing, to consider to rescind notices of non-renewal issued by the county for Williamson Act number 72005. Good morning. That's second one.
Second
B.
One. Okay. So we had actually B and C.
Oh, you're going to pull these, aren't you? Is
yeah.
that correct? I'm sorry.
I was just not sure which one of it was raised. Or I'm not sure she asked the
question. So we're going to cancel item 11B?
I actually have a question to council. Since it was a scheduled public hearing, would it be just dropped from the agenda? Or do we need to open and then cancel?
I mean, I guess it would be cleaner since the hearing was scheduled. You're here. Open the hearing and indicate that you're seeking to cancel the hearing.
Okay, so the applicant has requested that we cancel the hearing because they're going to be pursuing a rezone to TPZ as it's more applicable to the property.
Okay, so, and you don't need action by us to receive that, correct?
No.
Okay.
So now you would just maybe take a vote to cancel the hearing.
I would move to cancel.
Second.
All righty, Supervisor Help.
Right.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Obrin and Supervisor Coxa.
Aye. And so on 11C, it's a public hearing to request to rescind notices of non-renewal issued by the county for Williamson Act contracts 72025, 72030A, and 72077A.
Again, the applicant has requested that we cancel the public hearing because they are going to pursue a rezone to TPZ as it's more applicable to the property.
Okay, I've moved to cancel.
All right, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Obrin.
Aye.
And Supervisor Coxa.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, we're on 11D. I think Supervisor Chris can come back. This is public hearing, a resolution to revoke use permit of the Truax 2 quarry, UP-01-52.
All right, Bernadette is an associate planner. So the next 9 projects that we're going to be going through, just real quick to let you know what the deal is. So we need to get our records cleaned up for our mining program. The records need to be officially closed, and this is throughout the county. So we're just recommending that the land use permits be officially revoked for mines that are either closed or never opened, and their use permit has a reason that within it that they should be closed. Right now in Siskiyou County, we say that conditional land use permits run with the land unless they're officially revoked. So county code requires that the Planning Commission provide a recommendation of the revocation to the Board of Supervisors, who then consider to potentially adopt the resolution to officially revoke a land use permit. So each one of these projects has been to the Planning Commission, and each has an individual recommendation. So we're going to start with Truax 2. So Truax 2 land use permit UP-0152 was approved by the Planning Commission on April 10th of 2002. Mining activities ceased in 2016, and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2017. The use permit is no longer valid. It was only effective for 15 years per the notation 1 of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the board adopt the resolution to find that UP-0152 is no longer effective, and the board revoked the use permit and determines project exemption CEQA pursuant to section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. In response to the Planning Commission hearing, Mr. Truax called staff and he just had some questions about what it was about, and we answered all of his questions and he decided not to provide a formal comment. No other comments were received in response to the notice of the board hearing. And then I wanted to note that there were a couple of typos in the public hearing notice. The name of the mine site read Truax 2 Pit, as it's referred to in state documents, And in county documents, it's Truax 2 Quarry. Also, the use permit number was UP0252 when it should be UP0152. So now staff is bringing this recommendation to the board for your consideration. We recommend you determine this project exempt from CEQA and adopt the resolution revoking the use permit for Truax Quarry. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence?
One returned public hearing notice as undeliverable.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Online?
Showing none online.
None in-house. Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
No rebuttal by proponents, no rebuttal by opponents. Then we will close the hearing and bring it back to the board. If there's no questions, I'm looking for action.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cobza?
Aye. Ward 11E, Community Development, public hearing to consider to revoke use permit for Jenner Kidder Creek Mine, UP 8710. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. Jenner Kidder Creek Mine land use permit UP 8710 was approved by the Planning Commission on July 15, 1987. Mining activity ceased in 2007 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2017. The use permit is no longer valid as it was automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for 1 year once mining was established per the notation of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 8710 is no longer effective and that the Board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321. The Commission adopted the recommended resolution PC 2418 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level nor in response to the notice of the Board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA Section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies and adopt the resolution revoking the use permit UP0301 for Jenner Kidder Creek Mine. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence?
One notification letter returned undeliverable.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. See anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or rebuttal by opponents. And we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
Question?
Sure.
Did we get no correspondence back from the Jenners at all?
No.
And if I understand Smart correctly, once we close this, all the stockpiled material cannot be used, is that correct?
For personal use.
Yeah, not entirely. You want to answer that, Burr?
The way the site was closed, the materials that were left on site were to be used on site within the ranch.
And a considerable stockpile there at the Highway 3 and Kidder Creek. Yeah, it has the Danny Barr sign on top of it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It's used. Do the Jenners know this? Yeah, well, given our past history of this with some other previous pits in the county, that's why I'm asking these questions. I guess
I mean,
that.
We've sent notices and we haven't received anything back. No questions, no phone calls. It has my office email, phone number.
Sure.
Yeah, we And it was also noticed prior to the Planning Commission meeting because we were set to go in July. So there's been noticing since July.
Okay. And just in general, with the reclamation plan, it can be, you know, tailored to the situation. So in a lot of cases, and in this case, stockpile is allowed to be remain on outside after closure.
A lot of
this
bigger.
Yeah.
Right. Even though the previous supervisor in my position. I guess I'll make the recommended motion. See where this goes.
Second.
And motion and second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Compson.
Aye. We're at 11F, Community Development. Public hearing to consider resolution to revoke use permit of J3J's Quarry UP-91-20. Staff report.
Thank you, Associate Planner Bernadette Sisson. Triple J Quarry Land Use Permit 9120 was approved by the Planning Commission on December 4th, 1991. Mining activity ceased in 2005 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2019. The use permit is no longer valid as it automatically terminated when not used for the approved purpose for more than 1 year. Once mining was established, and this is per notation one of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 9120 is no longer effective and that the Board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321. The Commission adopted the recommended resolution PC 2417 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level, nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321, enforcement actions by regulatory agencies, and adopt the resolution revoking the use permit UP 9120 for Triple J Quarry. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence for this one.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents, no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
And then just confirming notification, and did they respond?
No, no response on this one.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsett.
Aye. We're at 11G, Community Development Planning Division, public hearing to consider resolution to revoke use permit of Big Springs Quarry UP-03-01. Staff report.
Thank you, Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Big Springs Quarry Land Use Permit UP-0301 was approved by the Planning Commission on June 4th, 2003. Mining activities ceased in 2013 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2016. The use permit is no longer valid as it was only effective for 15 years per notation one of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution again recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP-0301 is no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321. The Commission adopted the recommended resolution PC 2415 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies and adopt a resolution revoking the use permit UP0301 for Big Springs Quarry. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
For the Big Springs Quarry, none at the clerk's level.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
Move to approve.
Okay. I'll second.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kotze?
Aye. Item 11H, Community Development. Public hearing to consider resolution to revoke use permit of Klamath Ranch Quarry, UP09-07. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. Klamath Ranch Quarry Land Use Permit 0907 was approved by the Planning Commission on December 2nd, 2009. Not all conditions of approval were met, and mining never commenced. Therefore, the permit was not vested. The use permit is not valid as identified in conditions of approval 13. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP0907 is not effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA. The Commission adopted the recommended resolution PC2416 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level, nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA section 15321, enforcement actions by regulatory agencies, and adopt the resolution revoking the use permit UP0907 for the Klamath Ranch Quarry. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
For this one, we did have two of our public hearing notice letters returned undeliverable.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. So we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
Move to approve.
You got a first and a second there
okay.
Somewhere.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cops.
Aye. So you weren't able to deliver mails, I guess.
Well, there were two that came back to the clerk's office, two of our notification letters.
I would say the owner's deceased.
Oh, no, that one was to the probably the Forest Service, U.S. Public Domain,
okay.
And Osborne was the last name on the other one.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Item 11I, Community Development, public hearing to consider resolution to revoke the use permit of LNC Livestock Quarry, UP-88-33. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. LNC Livestock Quarry Land Use Permit UP-88-33 was approved by the Planning Commission on June 3rd, 1992. Mining activity ceased in 2013 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2022. The use permit is no longer valid as it is automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for 1 year once mining was established, per notations of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution recommending Board of Supervisors find that UP-88-33 is no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine the project exempt from CEQA. The commission adopted the recommended resolution PC 2419 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level, nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321, Enforcement Actions by Regulatory Agencies, and adopt a resolution revoking the use permit UP8833 for LNC Livestock Quarry. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
And for this one, we did receive one notification letter back as undeliverable, last name of Owens.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
So there's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing, bring it back to the board. Okay.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsav?
Aye. Item 11J, Community Development, public hearing to consider resolution to revoke the use permits of M-1 South Mine, UP-96-07, and UP-03-08. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. M-1 South Mine Land Use Permit, UP-96-07, was approved by the Planning Commission on September 4th, 1996. The site was mined under this permit until 2003, when UP-03-08 was approved by the Planning Commission, which extended the life of the mine by 2 years. Mining activities ceased and reclamation activities commenced soon thereafter. The site was deemed reclaimed in 2011. The use permits are no longer valid as the end dates identified in the conditions of approval have passed. To formalize the termination of the use permit, staff recommends presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP-9607 and UP-0308 are no longer effective, and the board revoked the use permit and determined this project exempt from CEQA. The commission adopted the recommended resolution PC-2414 on August 21st, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level, nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321 Enforcement Actions by Regulatory Agencies and adopt the resolution revoking the use permits UP-9607 and UP-0308 for M-1 South Mine. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
Yes, the clerk's notification letter. We had two back as undeliverable, one for last name Tonkin and the other last name Johnson.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. We are at 11K, correct?
Yes.
Resolution, community development, public hearing to consider resolution to revoke use permit of the McLaughlin Quarry, UP-82-23. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. McLaughlin Quarry Land Use Permit 8223 was approved by the Planning Commission on August 18, 1982. Mining activities ceased in 2008 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2012. The use permit is no longer valid as it automatically terminated when not used for the approved purpose for in excess of 1 year, as noted in the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit. Staff presented to the Planning Commission the recommendation to adopt a resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 8223 is no longer effective, and the Board revoked the use permit and determined this project exempt from CEQA. The Commission adopted the recommended resolution PC 2420 on September 18th, 2024. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level nor in response to the notice of the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff recommends the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies and adopt the resolution revoking the use permit UP 8223 for McLaughlin Quarry. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
One of our notification letters returned undeliverable, last name of Manel.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion and or action.
Is that a quick question?
Sure. Now,
in this particular pit, there's quite a bit of material still in it, adjacent to the road. And I know our road department has used it historically. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if Tom Dean has seen this. I know Don Howell, when he was a road commissioner, he was just quite a bit.
I do work with the road department on the county pits, and they have not mentioned to us as this being a potential new pit. We've talked about other ones that we are not bringing to you.
It's convenient during flood stage issues up there because of the large part of the material. But there's no concern. Make the motion.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
Supervisor Hill.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kotzer.
Aye. We are at 11L, Community Development Public Hearing to consider resolution to revoke use permit of the Nash Pit, UP-98-08. Staff report.
Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Nash Pit Land Use Permit, UP-98-08, was approved by the Planning Commission on November 3rd, 1999. Mining of the site never commenced. The determination that no reclamation was necessary due to no mining disturbance was made in 2016. The owner expressed their desire to close the mine, but retain the use permit in a letter dated April 16, 2016. The use permit is no longer valid as it was automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes within 2 years of approval per notation one of the permit. Staff recommended the Planning Commission adopt a resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 9808 is no longer effective, and that the Board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA. The Commission did not make that recommendation. The Commission recommended the Board not revoke UP 9808 and directed staff to transmit their decision and reasons as to why. As noted in the minutes for the August 21st Planning Commission meeting, provided as attachment B to the staff report, the commissioners discussed why the project was originally permitted as a resource when Highway 3 was to be repaved. Caltrans never moved forward with that project. It was mentioned that the initial permitting project was very lengthy, contentious, and difficult to get through. It was also discussed that the reclamation plan was outdated and would need to be completely revised before the site could be. The Commission agreed that it would save time and money to leave the use permit as is in the event Caltrans decided to move forward with a repaving of Highway 3. No comments were received at the Planning Commission level, nor in response to the board hearing. Staff is now bringing this recommendation to the board for their consideration. Staff does recommend the board determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies and adopt the resolution to revoke the use permit UP9808 for Nash Pit. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
None at the clerk's level.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment? Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
No rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Go ahead, Sarah.
Closing the chapter on a lot of nasty history here. I looked through the entire packet. I don't see any response from the Nashes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Interesting. That's interesting, too. Okay.
You make a recommended motion?
Yeah.
I have a recommended motion.
Second.
And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn.
Aye.
And Supervisor Cox.
Aye. So, with that, I think, you have something?
I do.
I'm just going to give it as an early Christmas present. We're adjourned.
Oh, gosh, I knew I couldn't get away with it.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to take a moment just to thank Supervisor Chris for all the time we had.
Where's the cake and coffee you were supposed to bring it?
I was hoping he's going to buy me a
deck with that. Where's the
lunch? Anyways, I just want to take a moment to thank Supervisor Chris for all our interactions, professionalism, particularly your time with CSAC coming down. And, yeah, thank you, Supervisor Chris.
Yes, thank you, Supervisor Chris. Anyone else?
No.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Jerk.